Your inner geek wants to come out and play, but where to go? Join Vernon Wells, the ultimate club where you and your fellow geeks can hang out, play games, and just nerd out 24/7. Whether you love RPGs, video games, or are just a major fan of sci-fi and geek culture, Vernon Wells has something for everyone. Let your geek flag fly at Vernon Wells. Sign up today and see for yourself. VNW.club. That's VNW.club.
Ladies, gentlemen, geeks of all ages, you are now entering BJ Shea's Geek Nation. Welcome.
Yes, welcome to BJ Shea's Geek Nation. I am the Reverend Infuego. Across from me is Vicky Barcelona.
Hello.
We've got the show's namesake, BJ Shea.
I am still here.
Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
And running the boards is Joey Dees.
Ohio.
Joey Dees.
On today's show, we will talk television.
Yeah.
We will talk series on the internet and Kickstarters helping out some amazing Journey Quest.
Yeah. That was a tease that we did last episode.
It's true. It
now
was.
Now the full interview.
You tease.
Joey will give us a bit of a game review.
Oh.
And of course, the Geek Sheet with Vicky B. Vicky, how can people get a hold of us?
Get a hold of us via our website, bjgeeknation.com, because it's going to have all our podcasts, blogs, and more. Or just BJ Geek Nation, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, radio.com app, and iTunes for more.
Awesome. Yes, and always with that more. But we need to get to our guest right now because we've got a special person on again to talk about a Journey Quest. With us today is a man who created something, BJ, that you just binged in 2 days?
Yeah, I went a little crazy.
I love this, man.
I went a little crazy because I had seen it a couple times, you know, show up on my Prime, and I was like, what is this Journey Quest? And then all of a sudden you said, hey, we're going to interview the guys who are trying to kickstart season 4. And I'm like, all right, well, it already let me see what it's about. And next thing you know, I told my family, yeah, I'm not going to, don't bother talking to me today.
So with us today, we've got Ben Dobbins, the CEO of Zombie Orpheus, to talk about Journey Quest. And Ben, what do you tell people about Journey Quest? Because it seems to be much more than just a fantasy series.
That's exactly it. You know, we started off wanting to tell a kind of story that Hollywood couldn't do, that spoke directly to people who loved fantasy, who loved comedy, people who enjoyed tabletop role-playing games. And we quickly realized that there was so much excitement in fandom for shows where people could feel ownership and feel empowered, because we'd just gone through Firefly getting canceled, we went through Jericho getting canceled and Veronica Mars, and we watched all these people trying desperately to save these shows, and the networks didn't care. So our big idea was, let's make the kind of show that people are asking for and then empower the fans to support it directly. And we've been doing that for 9 years now.
That is amazing that you've been doing it for 9 years. Like, it's one of those undertakings that is really, it calls to the heart and the fact that you guys love what you're doing to put it out there.
Yeah, I mean, no person without the passion for this would put up with all of the pain and trouble that goes into keeping it going.
Oh, it's so true, Ben. And what I'm impressed with is that for the most part, like all of the actors that started 9 years ago are there. Now, granted, Nara changed her hair recently, but most of the actors, stayed. And I think that's a hell of a thing, because it's got to be a passion project in order to maintain this. And for a person like myself, I'm like, yes, I want season 4. It cliff hung like a mother lamb in season 3.
Right. No, well, and so much of it is that, you know, because we give it away for free, because we let people remix it, because everything we do is about creating community. It's not just community within the fandom. It's a community with our cast. It's a community with our crew. It's a community with our creators. And we all have the sense of being in this together, creating something that's amazing. It's not like here's a paycheck and then walk away. It's become a passion, and it's for everybody.
And this, what we're talking about is the season 4 for Journey Quest. The Kickstarter is going right now until July 12th, and you can go to the Kickstarter, just search for it, or it's really simple. You can go to our Facebook page, because we've got links, or renewjourneyquest.com will get you right to it. What are you telling people about this upcoming season that you guys want to put out there?
For sure. You know, this season is a big leap forward for us. I moved up to Canada a few years ago with my family, and we realized that, as much as we love shooting in Washington State, we can double our budget if we go up to Canada. And this season, we didn't know how to pull it off because we have orcs and more orcs and dozens of orcs at an orcish war camp. And so we're planning and working on kind of being able to do a combination Washington State Canadian production that will shoot part in both places and allow us to tell the story that Matt Vansell, the creator of Journey Quest, has written.
And and the story really, it's so funny. It reminds me, since you're up in Canada, it reminds me of a fantasy version of one of my favorite Canadian shows, which is Lex, where you have the bumbling protagonist who has all the power, and then just the people that are with him as he's traveling around on the giant big ship Lex, which only Stanley, this bloody janitor, had the key to, and it basically was one of the most destructive ships in the galaxy, could destroy planets. And I think, of course, you know, with the sort of fighting and Perf having that, it was so like, it warmed my heart. It's like, I love Lex, and I love that we have a semi sort of fantasy version, even though there's a lot of differences in Journey Quest. But it felt like a nice homage, that whole dynamic.
Well, I think we're still looking for the best way to make an homage specifically to the Brunnen G. But I will tell you that Matt Vansell, the creator of Journey Quest, is a huge Lex fan, as am I.
So I
love that comparison.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I leave the fact that we have an undead character and the fact that we have, you know, this bumbling idiot with the big power. I'm glad, you know, it makes sense because, I mean, I love Lex, too. And so I think this show is in great hands with people who love that show. And I am really amazed at the quality of acting as well as special effects and cinematography that you guys are able to pull off with what you do with Journey Quest. I mean, I've watched a lot of fan fiction and stuff, and I thought, all right, you know, you expect a little bit of a lower situation because look, who's getting paid, whatever. Mm-hmm. And boy, what you guys put on the screen, all of it is brilliant. And I mean, even Fran Kranz, who I've seen in other stuff, he must be a big fan of what you're doing because he's good. I mean, I've seen him in other stuff, he's really good. Mm-hmm.
You know, we loved him in Dollhouse, loved him in Cabin in the Woods, and it was such an exciting moment when he came on board, and we learned so much from working with him. But I really have to shout out for the Seattle casts and crew who make this possible. You know, there is so much talent in Seattle and the Puget Sound area, and I would absolutely encourage people not to think about us as a second-rate kind of city, because this is the kind of work that Seattle can put out when given half a chance.
You're absolutely right. It was brilliant. I mean, and I recognized some of the locations. I thought, you know, I'm like, whoa, this really looks like Washington State. You're right, man. We've got some quality talent.
And yeah, so this is Journey Quest Season 4, trying to make it happen on Kickstarter. Go to renewjourneyquest.com to get all the information to help back this and make it happen. And you guys have put out not only quality stuff with Journey Quest, but in the past, these crews have done stuff with, like, The Gamers, which was one of my favorite series as well. So you guys have been putting out tons of fun stuff out there with that nerdy Ben. So people can also find more information by checking out Zombie Orpheus online on all the social media and on the website as well. I'm seriously, this is some great, fun, nerdy stuff that you're just making on the outskirts, but still high quality products. So seriously, man, thank you so much for putting it out there, dude.
This is exactly why we do it, because it speaks to people. And because we're fan supported, it allows us to give it away. I don't know if you're aware, we let people take this, share it, pirate it, remix it, tell their own stories. There's a way for people's own stories to become a canon part of these worlds. And that's because we've taken the traditional rules, ignored them, and said, what can we do together on a worldwide basis? And it's just so exciting. I would also say we now have our own streaming platform, The Fantasy Network, available online at thefantasy.network.
Nice.
And you can watch almost all of these shows, plus shows from other creators around the world doing similar work for free.
Wow, that's amazing. So if people want to get their work out there, maybe they should contact you about getting on The Fantasy Network as well, right?
That's exactly it. You know, we've partnered with other indie fantasy creators around the world to empower our audience and empower ourselves to tell our stories without having to go through the big places. So this really is becoming a worldwide effort to replicate these models and to see what we can accomplish together.
And Journey Quest Season 4 right now on Kickstarter. So, you know, you really want to get out there and support this. Now, for the folks that are listening that are very familiar, can you tell you kind of told us there's going to be a lot of orcs in Season 4. It ended with the guy that we thought was going to be the guy, the retro casting magic man. He looks like he's dead, and he looks like the pale lady is going to have conversations. Can you tell us anything at all? Wet our whistles. We don't want spoilers, but we sure want to be teased a little bit. What can you tell us?
Well, after the credits, we saw our protagonist seeing the pale lady, seeing death, and running away from her.
Yes.
And from there, I think we can make some assumptions about what might happen.
Yeah.
And where we might see him.
He just leveled up, Rev. He went from a yellow robe, which I love about this, because you see Gandalf the Grey go to Gandalf the White.
Yeah.
He goes from perf the yellow to perf the orange. You know what I mean? It's like a black belt in karate. I don't know how far he's got to go to get to gray, but I feel like it's a long way. And it's like he just leveled up, and now he's dead. Yeah.
Well, as long as you run away, I think it works out. And I feel like that's a very good, consistent thing that everybody who's ever played any D&D campaign can go along with.
That's exactly it. You know, if you can keep one step ahead of death, who knows what's possible?
Well, it is. It's really quality work, man. And I appreciate your shout out to Washington, because we got a lot of talented folks out here. And again, Journey Quest 4, search for it on Kickstarter. You'll see it on our Facebook page, the BJ Shea Geek Nation Facebook page. Ben, so good talking with you, man.
Yeah, it's been a real pleasure. And thank you for everything that you do, building community and getting the word out within our region. It's hugely appreciated.
Our pleasure.
Take care, Ben.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much, Ben. And again, renewedjourneyquest.com, or just go to our Facebook page. We've been posting it there.
Yeah, Amazon Prime did a great job, because they're like maybe 10-minute episodes.
Yeah.
And what they did is they just mashed them all together into a movie for each season.
Nice.
So you just sit there.
I remember
there.
They did that back in the day with the Guild.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a good way to see them all.
It's awesome. And it's really well done. I know I said it a lot in the interview. So well done. Pretty much done here in Washington State, even though now Season 4 is going to be up in Canada, but that's cool. Double the budget. I can't wait to see what's going to come out of that.
Gosh, yeah, right?
Amazon Prime is knocking it out of the park.
And kicking it out of
kicking
the park.
Kicking the soccer
too.
Ball
maybe,
out of the park.
Yeah, or maybe they're playing kickball.
Yeah.
Like Good Omens was amazing.
Now, moving on from that other television talk, how far have you guys gotten into Jessica Jones Season 3?
Took me like 4 days, but I'm done.
She's
congratulations.
Done.
Yeah, I'm on episode 2. We just wrapped up episode 2, and I was telling Vicky, of course, this is what the Netflix shows always do to you, is that they give you a great cliffhanger, and it was a great way to start off in episode 1. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but Jessica actually gets sent to the hospital. She has a serious injury.
Whoa.
And you're like, okay, my daughter and I are like, all right, we're going to go to bed, but I think we can squeeze out another hour. Let's watch episode 2. And of course, really nothing about Jessica in the hospital.
And you're like, fine, now I'm going to bed.
That's basically every single Netflix show. Whether it's Orange is the New Black or any Marvel show, it's like, damn it, I want to sleep. I actually didn't go to bed until like 11-something last night finishing Jessica Jones.
I am very confused as to what the hell is completely going on. And I don't know if it changes or...
It does.
Here's what the thing is this, is that one of the characters, at the end of the season, last Jessica Jones was Trish Walker, the talk show friend of Jessica, who was... Her sister growing up. Yeah, see, here's the thing. I don't know much about Firecat, though I suspected when she was trying on outfits, spoiler alert, she's going to be trying on outfits at the episode
costumes.
One or two, and she put on one that looked just like Firecat. I totally looked at it, and Sarah even said, that looks very superhero-y. I go, I bet that's what she wears in the comics.
And they actually did that in the first season of Jessica Jones when she's trying to convince her to become a superhero. She's like, wear this, and it's a silvery one piece.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, God, no. And that is actually what she wore. She had purple hair, Jessica Jones, with that silver, strapless thing.
Yeah.
So what is Firecat's powers? Because she did get injected last season, Trish Walker, with the same, basically experimented on by the same doctor that gave Jessica her powers, but she didn't get the full treatment. So all I know is she can balance an iPhone on her foot once in a while, and she's been able to train, and she just looks like she's somebody who can do parkour. I don't know how that makes her a superhero. Does she get stronger and better? Am I missing something?
Basically, she's a very fancy parkour character. Like, she's a cat.
Oh.
Picture's a cat. She lands on her feet. She can see in the dark.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that kind of thing. That's basically what she is. She has cat-like reflexes.
So, I mean, two episodes in, I'm actually appreciating this season. I like it. Haven't seen the big bad guy yet, as far as I know. I know there's always a big bad guy, but I haven't seen it. At least I don't think I have. I just know that Trish Walker, I'll tell you, as irritating as she usually is, and you told me you thought she was irritating, or she could be, I'm liking Trish Walker in season three better than I've ever liked her so far.
I love to hate her in this show.
Yeah.
And you shall see.
She gets even worse? Okay,
I think
good.
I think it's one of those, like, she gets worse, but it's not a bad thing. It's not like season two where it was like, season two. And this is much better than season two, but obviously season one's much better.
And before all of the geeks out there get mad at us, sorry, it was Hellcat.
I misspoke, and you guys just went along with it
because you thought I knew what I was talking about.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I don't know Hellcat. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
All right, well, that's a whole different story.
Don't send the emails.
Hellcat, of course.
Yeah, totally different.
I don't know a whole lot about Jessica and her life. My bad.
It's fine.
But it looks like for, again, the final season on Netflix, it looks like. And Vicky, what would you give it for a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd give it 7.5.
All right.
It's not horrible.
Yeah.
No, I mean, just because it's hard to match up to previous seasons.
Yeah.
Like any other Marvel show, I think it could have been 3 episodes less, but it also didn't hurt it, I think.
Yeah, well, the mom season wasn't that great for me. It was okay.
Yeah.
So do you think it was better than season two? Okay, that's good enough news.
Much
and
better.
This is my problem with all the characters in the Defenders universe or whatever, is that Daredevil does it so well. The Punisher does it so well. That, like, when you get the Iron Fists and the Luke Cages and the Jessica Joneses, you're like,
See, I feel like Luke Cage, if they were ever to do this again, like I'm predicting with Hulu at some point, Luke Cage and Iron Fist should never have their own series again. It should be, buddy cop movie.
I just wish they would just do more Defender stuff.
Yeah.
Like, with all of them together, I liked that series.
Mm-hmm. I just think Iron Fist was written poorly, and I don't like the actor.
I agree.
Yeah, because, I completely agree. I'm a big Kung Fu fan. David Carradine's Kung Fu is a great show.
Yeah.
How do you F up a martial arts story where also he can kick ass, and he's got an Iron Fist? How do you mess that up? They messed it up.
Yeah, although I do have to give Iron Fist season 2 credit, it was better than the first season.
I didn't even bother.
It wasn't great, but it was still better. Yeah.
It's so weird because they have Christian Bale essentially playing Batman in the exact same role from the first Batman movie.
Well,
they could have just copy-pasted it would have been better.
Christian Bale versus... whoever plays
young casted actor.
It's a real bummer. I just, I know you needed to get a white dude because he is a white dude
in
the comics, and then he ends up becoming very steeped in the martial arts and all that, as well as being the chosen one. I just, get somebody with some skills. I just, I never believed that he actually could have been anybody special. I just never believed it.
I didn't believe he was special, but I definitely believe the moments when everyone's looking at him like, you're a dumb little kid, aren't you? Yeah, I believe that because he did that very well.
Yeah, that's true.
Moving on from that, I didn't even realize that this show was still going on. Archer is out there.
Season 10.
And there are rumors whether or not this is or is not the last season, but they're in space, so we might talk about it more than we normally would, even though it's a fantastic show.
Is it really in space? Like, what's going on with this show?
A couple of seasons ago, he was shot, left for dead in a pool.
There's a dreamland.
And then we don't know if he's hallucinating.
Not Dreamland.
Well, Dreamland actually was the first season of him being hallucinating.
Yes.
Yeah, and he went back to, he became like a 1930s detective, and then in the last season he was in the jungles.
That's what I'm talking about. Like,
this year he's in space.
Random.
I kind of love
it
because
he's just in a coma probably, really, is what's going on.
They have the same characters, they use the same characters, same personalities, but they switch it up. Like, in Dreamland, Pam was a dude, which...
Yeah.
Fit. Like, it worked out. I'm like, wait, is this supposed to be a dude or a chick? I mean, it doesn't matter. It's Pam.
Years ago on the podcast, I made a big rant about how they shot and killed him off and that the series should die there. And you guys were like, no, they're never going to kill it off. They can't. Well, here I am telling you were right. They did not stop.
No, they didn't.
I look at it like this. Pam actually right now is a sort of like a Hulk thing looking creature in space. And so that's who Pam is this year.
That's Pam. Like, I've seen some stills and I'm like, that is hilarious.
Well, at least Krieger's back to looking like he's human. humanoid again anyway, instead of a parrot, which he was last.
Parrot?
He was a parrot last season.
Oh, yeah, it was
wow.
great. Yeah.
I will tell you this. It's like The Simpsons. It's like Family Guy. You know, there are people that are always going to love those shows and want to see new episodes. Myself, I can't tell you the last Simpsons or Family Guy episode I watched. That doesn't mean they're still not being done well. You just end up going, you know what? I've had X amount of seasons of this. I'm done. I was that way with Shameless. I love the show Shameless, but I haven't seen the last two seasons because I kind of was like, I think I'm done. I've seen 5-6 seasons of this. I get what's going to happen. The Gallaghers are dysfunctional. You know, I mean,
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's the same thing with Archer, but I still love Archer. H. John Benjamin's voice work,
yeah.
Jessica Walters. I just love those characters that I don't care where they put them, I enjoy it.
And I think at that point, it's funny because you talk about H. John Benjamin, and I love his voice acting, but I get my fix via Bob's Burgers. And that's one of those ones where
I got fatigued by that show. That doesn't mean it's still not a good show.
Exactly.
And that's kind of where I was too, and I hear it's just a lot more musicals.
There's a lot of musical stuff which I can understand.
Seth MacFarlane effect, I think.
Well, they did like a musical episode here or there, and I know they did little clips, but they did full on musical ones, and I feel like they got a lot of success from those.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, okay, you like this. Let's give a lot.
Yeah, don't worry. Gene's heading to Broadway there.
Yeah. I just say this. I'm savvy enough and know myself enough that I don't blame a show for me not liking it anymore. I will have my own expiration date on things in life.
Oh,
and when people criticize a show going, it's not like it used to be, they never look in the mirror and go, well, maybe your tastes have changed and it's just that this show's not for you anymore. That doesn't mean it's not a great show for people who still love it.
Wow, look at that, having a nice tempered response to geekdom.
I wish more people would be like that, because they don't keep bad shows on television unless they're making some money.
Yeah.
So you know some people still got to be loving these shows.
And it's interesting because I remember back in the day,
yeah.
when we didn't have a whole lot of geeky stuff, it would make sense to criticize because this was all you would get, especially on television.
You're right, Rev. I would still be watching a lot of these shows, except there's so much out there that's getting my attention. I got no room for The Simpsons, Family Guy, or Bob's Burgers anymore because I'm watching all these other new shows.
Absolutely. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a good problem to have.
Exactly. And that's the best part. It's like people are like, you need to watch this. You need to watch this. And it's like, well, if it doesn't resonate with us, I'm glad you're out there and you're enjoying it. And that's why we call this the Geek Nation, because we, as the four of us, can't watch everything. It's impossible.
I try, man.
Yeah. And for me, Archer still actually does hit that button of funny for me. And I still always make an appointment to watch it. I've watched all the seasons and it still works for me. But I understand how other people could go, yeah, you know what? I think after season 5, I was done.
Nice. Moving on, we need to talk some video games.
What?
And this is something that I didn't necessarily know what was going on. Joe was like, hey, have you heard of this? And I was clearly just like, huh? What are you talking about?
What's he talking about?
What's going on with Dota?
All right. Well, so my roommate is a big gamer and in the gaming industry.
Okay.
And you guys know Dota as probably one of the more popular MOBAs.
Yes. The multiplayer online battle arenas.
And,
yes.
Dota started what? As a Warcraft offshoot? Shooty kind of thing? What the hell was it?
It was a game mod, yep.
Yeah.
Meaning it was just a custom game built into the Warcraft 3 game that someone made, and it blew up, and now they have, you know, million-dollar tournaments left and right.
And this paved the way for stuff like League of Legends and any of those. Like, this is what made these be able to be even close to being popular.
And what do you call the genre of this? Because I do remember the StarCraft and the Warcrafts. What kind of game is that called that basically...
MOBA.
It's the MOBA.
But, I mean, it's a MOBA, which is a mobile... What's it stand for?
The
massive online
battle arena.
And I remember the StarCraft, Warcraft universes that you'd build up your resources and then build your units up. And what is this similar?
It's sort of, except you are, instead of having to build the buildings in order to, create things and produce them, you're just going there to destroy your enemies, ones that have already been built.
Ah.
So you have to push your army and your little dudes who are the creeps to, take on and destroy the towers and then finally destroy their ultimate tower to win the game.
So you remember StarCraft? That's an RTS, which is a real-time strategy game.
And Command and Conquer for you folks. Remember that one? Yep. Very similar, yeah.
So that is a game based off resource management and your ability to micro, which is to move units and control them while you're also building resources and income.
I was never very good at that.
Yeah, micro macro is one of the hardest things you're ever going to do in a game.
As my son showed me when he was like 12 years old. And killed, continue after
I would just build things and then people would attack me. it's like, stop attacking me. And they're like, play the Sims.
He would give
dork.
Me a 20-minute head start, and he would go, I won't build a thing. You can build whatever you want for 20 minutes, and I will still come over and kill everybody in your town.
Multitasking.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
So StarCraft was the big one. Warcraft 3, same idea, except they gave the idea of putting hero units into the game, which gave you the same RTS strategy, but then you also have a specific hero unit that is more stronger and you can kind of build up and level up.
Mm-hmm.
So Dota was essentially took that idea, removed the real-time strategy and macroing, and then kind of more based it on the heroes.
Yeah,
so,
just wanted you to beat up hero versus hero sort of thing.
Yeah, which was really cool. So that spawned Dota. Dota is essentially just that. It's literally you build five characters, you know, you're one, your friends are all one, and then you all fight over and over. You play hour-long games, and it's crazy. So what spawned from that is very interesting. I call this the online mobile game version of Dota, which is auto chess. So you guys know chess.
Yes.
Okay. Right? Each player gets a board. Well, instead of getting pieces, what if you built heroes? So essentially, it's like a tower defense meets chess, where you draft heroes every round, place them on a chessboard, and then they fight the other units via computer, essentially.
That reminds me of, and BJ will remember this, Battle Chess.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was the chess game, but when you broke down to it, and it would be a pawn would go to try to take the pawn, but then they would fight.
Yeah.
And then it would be, well, the winner will take the piece, and sometimes you would get screwed, and you're like, no, my bishop should be killing this pawn, but unfortunately...
And we've all learned you never play that game with a Wookiee. Not if you want to keep your arm.
Wookiee always wins. So they've decided to take this. Now, is this available on Steam only, or is it also for mobile?
Steam and mobile.
Okay, okay.
Very popular on mobile right now.
Really?
I would say 8-1, maybe.
Wow. Yeah. So Battle Chess has made a comeback.
It is very deep, because what it does is it takes the auto chess system, same kind of idea, right? But it also puts this, like, not gambling, but drafting kind of in it, almost like a card game, except that you're drafting towers, and you have a timer. You only have 30 seconds in between your rounds to do all your choosing, and then you can get items by defeating certain waves during the game, and there's an infinite amount of waves based on players, and you'll see a list of players to your left. It's usually 8 people. They're going to have custom games where you can play all your friends. The games take about maybe 30 minutes to an hour, depending on how good they all are. And it's so different because they can change the heroes that they put in the game. And because you only see 5 at a time and you have to spend your resources to see more heroes, that every game is different because you don't always get the same hero pool. And the only way to upgrade your units, because you keep 1 or 2 or 3 units as the game goes on, is to get more of that unit. Well, it turns out there are different levels of units, so if you want a level 1 unit and you're all the way at level 8, it's going to be harder to see that character because there's going to be more units.
I am going to keep my eye on the board game industry because tower defense genre is very popular in the board game industry, and if this is going to be as popular as Joe says it is, there's no way some company is maybe like, you know, like Come On, which I now think CMON wants to be called as Come On now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Somebody is going to go, all right, well, look at all these great things, look at this great property, we're going to put out a board game because tower defense is a popular genre in board games.
And the games seem to be go pretty quick, correct?
30 minutes to an hour,
okay,
actually.
Okay, so about the same time as a Dota game would be, maybe a little bit shorter.
Characters that I can program, different ways I can draft characters, every game is different, all these different, someone's going to turn this into a board game.
Mobile Fortnite kind of like exploded the idea of what mobile games can be and how long they can be, because normally you think of like Clash Royale or something where they're like 1 or 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, something that we don't really understand so much in the States is that, for instance, in China or something like that, they commute a lot longer. They get on their bullet trains and they go for half hour to an hour. So people play these games on their phone all the time.
Wow.
So this whole, I did not know how big this thing was going to be because auto chess is pretty new, to be quite honest. This is still in their open beta for Dota Underworld is the one we're talking about.
Yeah.
League of Legends already also released one.
Yes.
I believe it's called Teamfight Tactics. Same idea as an auto chess. So now I'm wondering, like, is everyone going to try to create an auto chess? Because it's very easy and it's very good for mobile.
This reminds me a lot of the Battleground Explosion, which I've just recently seen going all the way to Fallout 76. They have their own BG, we talked about recently with Nuclear Winter. Any sort of trend, especially a fad game like this, is going to blow up, and it's going to be up to the companies to make sure that they stick around, or if it's just going to be kind of a money grab sort of thing. But you seem to be having a lot of fun playing it.
Dota is a great idea. IP to have for this because there's already so much depth in their game, and they have like 140 characters. But the way the game is designed, kind of like in chess, you can only have so many pieces active at one time.
Yeah.
So they can switch out characters as they go to keep the game fresh.
That's cool.
So the fact that it's on mobile means like an old guy like me that can never, ever manipulate controllers in such a great way to be able to be competitive, which was always my problem in a lot of games like that, real-time strategy. So this is mobile. So my inability to really operate controllers, that won't be an issue?
Yeah, it's all click-based, so you can just use your fingers. And the way, because it's turn-based, essentially all you're beating is the clock. So once you know what you've done, you just go click, 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 click. Like imagine if you just dragged a pawn onto the board, a pawn onto the board, and a queen onto the board, and then
there
you said
go.
Fight. Yeah. That's all you have to do.
You mean my son and I might be playing video games again together?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure he'll still wreck you.
Oh, that's a given. But I mean, if I have a fighting chance, I used to think I had a fighting chance with StarCraft back in the day.
I love it. You can just search for Autodash Chess. It's out there, Dota. It's really easy to find. I mean, seriously, like there's a ton of Twitch channels I just checked. So awesome on that. Keep me updated on that one, Joe.
Yeah.
And now finally it is time for
The Geek Sheet with Vicky B.
Vicky, what's going on?
So it's been a hot minute since I've done this, and we're going to do it.
Memes?
Memes!
Yeah, oh, it's been a quote-unquote hot minute.
Since I've done a meme dump, if you will, and I have I need a clear space off my phone. If you're on Imgur, you know what a meme dump is.
I know, yes.
So let's do some interactive ones. Let's find your book title.
My book title.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Is this like your like porn name where it's like your dog in the street you lived on or something?
Something like that.
Okay.
All right. What month were you born?
May.
All right. It starts with happy endings.
Oh,
the last letter of your last name.
N.
Happy endings, Frida Cowell. And then the day of your birth?
The date or the day?
Day.
Day?
So the 4th.
4th, yes.
Other big round things. So you are happy endings, Frida Cowell, and other big round things.
That wow. sounds, again, like maybe the title of an erotic novel.
I feel like you take Frida Cowell out and add something else, like maybe Thanos, and I feel like that might fit you better.
Thanos is big round things. No, we don't need to worry about that. Oh, they're talking about the stones.
I was thinking
not those stones.
Badunkadunk.
The infinity stones.
The infinity spheres.
Oh, dear.
Joey.
Hi.
What month were you born?
November.
All right. I'm going to wait till the very end to say the whole thing now. Last letter of your last name.
Z.
Z?
Oh,
I.
Hi.
I was like, what? And then the day of your birthday. You're the 7th, right?
So I was thinking like Monday, and I'm like,
yeah,
that's
why I was trying to be like, oh, I don't know what day.
That's my problem there, too. Yeah. So
yours is popularity, the end of the world, and other statistical improbabilities.
That's not bad. That's a pretty good one. Mine was terrible, but his was good.
I like big round things, and I cannot lie.
Mr. BJ, what month were you born?
Septiembre.
Last letter of your last name?
A.
Of your last name?
A. BJ Shea.
Oh,
A.
Sorry.
S-O-G-A. Hello.
I was going by your maiden name. Sorry.
Thank you.
Doofus?
Yes. And day of your birthday?
It would be 01.
Okay, so cake, the sun, and other loose ends.
It does sound about me.
S-U-N or S-O-N?
Yeah.
S-U-N.
Okay.
It does sound about right. I like the sun and I like cake.
That was actually good.
Mine would be summertime. Summertime spies and other bad ideas.
Yeah, that's about you.
That sounds about right, too, on that one. Summertime spies and other bad ideas.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. I'll post it. Definitely, you guys check it out, and please tell us what is yours. And until next time, stay nerdy.
Your inner geek wants to come out and play. But where to go? Join Vernon Wells, the ultimate club where you and your fellow geeks can hang out, play games, and just nerd out 24/7. Whether you love RPGs, video games, or are just a major fan of sci-fi and geek culture, Vernon Wells has something for everyone. Let your geek flag fly at Vernon Wells. Sign up today and see for yourself. VNW.club. That's VNW.club.